This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to The Last Storm. My name is Mark and I'm back with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we just finished playing against the Dallas Mavericks. The final score of the game was 104-102, but man, it was a hell of a game. That third quarter was by itself a roller coaster. We started out the third quarter down 11. The lead was stretched all the way to 22, and before the close of the third quarter, we had cut the lead back down to 2, but we were going into the fourth quarter down 3. So it was just an incredible quarter, but the whole game was pretty crazy. We had some trouble with the end of game execution. Two plays really side out. We had Coach Degnault drew some stuff up, but there was just kind of like either miscommunication or just some bad timing, bad execution. I don't know exactly what to say happened, but both times Giddey passed the ball to Moose, and just one time Giddey kind of ran into Moose and the ball got dislodged. Another time Moose didn't catch it cleanly, and that was as the clock expired and Tim Hardaway Jr. disrupted that pass. But overall, it was a great game for this team. We learned a lot. We improved. Playing against the Mavericks is tough. They're one of the hottest teams in the NBA. They just beat the hottest team in the NBA. So, you know, for us, this was a big challenge, and I think we stepped up to it.
Yeah, Mark, this game was a massive roller coaster of emotions on both ends of the court. There was moments that everything was going right for us, and then there's moments that we couldn't hit a shot for the life of us. And it was just frustrating at points. And then again, complete glee watching this team just destroy Dallas in the second half. I really felt like this was a great opportunity for this team to do some great things. Unfortunately, we can push blame any way we want. We can say this player didn't do this, or this player didn't do this, or this player from Dallas did really well. But to me, the person and the people that were the real reason to us losing tonight, and that being so close, was the refs. There was at least 9 calls that I made or I saw that were made tonight that were just unbelievably I just head scratchers. I don't even know what to say. Whether there were fouls that were 2 seconds after the foul, the whistle was blown. Whether it was a non-traveling call on Luka where he picked up the ball because he tweaked his ankle a little bit, and then he jumped on 1 foot, 3 hops with the ball in his hand. Like, there were so many things that happened wrong tonight. For the refs tonight, that it was really frustrating to watch the game as a Thunder fan, because it just, every single time we got momentum, it felt like that we ran into a ref and the ref was like, oh, let's go this way. Dort had 6 fouls, 2 of which I felt like weren't even fouls. You know, this was just one of those games where a lot of people will pull away different things. But for me, looking at it, I want to say it was just one of those games where when you're not getting the calls at the end of the game, you know what's going to happen. The calls were going all Luka's way, and I felt like that's exactly what happened towards the end. But this team kept on fighting. We played well enough to win, especially in that second half. That was in a phenomenal second half to watch. If you get a chance, definitely take the time to watch it. It was really great. We scored 60 points, 30 in each quarter there. And the way that we moved the ball, the way we attacked the hole was great. You know, I want to say, Mark, most of that 30 points, though, came in the last, 4 minutes of that third quarter. It was unbelievable. Like, just the way that we came out and at the end of the third quarter and played was phenomenal. I cannot say anything else about that. It was just crazy.
Yeah, it was one of the most memorable quarters of the season. And watching the guys figure out how to do it, you know, with such incredible adversity, just decide that they're going to go out there and continue to work hard. You know, we pulled Josh Giddey out early in the third quarter, like we usually do, and you could tell he was not okay with how we were playing. He was upset. He was showing his frustration on the bench, but he didn't do it in a way that was, you know, drawing a lot of attention to himself. But when he came back out on the court, he really played great. He knocked down a couple of threes and was a big part of us putting on that run.
Yeah, and then in that fourth quarter, you saw Shea make some phenomenal plays to keep us in a chance to get the keep the game close. One was a block, and then you came back in the second play down there, He gets a steal for an assist to Dort for a wide open fast break there. So again, this is exactly what we need. We did everything that we were needing to do to win the game. It just the execution at the very end. It favored Dallas, and that's just the way it went. Unfortunately for us, I want to highlight a couple things though as we're starting to talk about players. Mark and I were talking about this just before we got on. You know, one of the things that we've really appreciated about Baisley is that his way of being able to score off of the bench. He is one of those main pillars off of the bench for us, and you could really tell our bench didn't seem like it was hopping tonight. Baisley started tonight, had 19 minutes, 2 points, one block, one steal, one assist, six rebounds, two of which were offensive, 0 for 2 in three-pointers, and 1 for 8 in field goals. You know what? It wasn't a phenomenal game for him. He didn't stop hustling, but man, I like him so much when he's coming off that bench. He's so strong. He's so phenomenal being that first player off that bench. I'm interested to see what Coach D does with that. But right now, definitely a bummer game for Baisley tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing great, and I think he is an eventual starter. But at this point, when he's out there with the starters and he's got other players who really demand the ball offensively, I think he kind of catches himself in between. So watching him hone his craft coming off the bench, playing against other reserves, and then, you know, when there's an opportunity, step back into that starting role, and we'll see what happens, you know. He'll continue to improve. We know that. He started the game, like you mentioned. Jeremiah Robinson-Earl also started the game. So we had Dort, Baisley, SGA, Giddey, and JRE. Going into halftime or coming out of halftime, we changed it out. And Jeremiah Robinson-Earl came off the bench. And Trey Mann got the start. So Giddey shifted over to the center. And that was an interesting lineup. Baisley shifted to the center. And it was it didn't necessarily work because the first few minutes of the third quarter were really difficult for us. But as things got going, we were able to figure some stuff out, and SGA put up 15 points in the third quarter. So that was something that was pretty significant, you know, threw us on his back. And you mentioned some of the plays he made in the fourth quarter, but you didn't mention my favorite one. He crossed over Hardaway Jr. up at the top of the key and then went and dunked on Porzingis. Pretty special play. Something about that dunk reminded me about MJ. I don't know what it was exactly. Maybe the way he just kind of finished on the side of the rim nonchalantly. It was a pretty special play. Great to see him out there, you know, putting it up. And like I mentioned, he had a great third quarter, but overall he had a great game. 11 of 18 from the field, and he put up 34 points, like I said, on 18 shots. He only shot 1 of 4 from deep, but he shot 11 of 12 from the free throw line. He had 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. This is what we have come to expect out of SGA. It's good enough for me to say he's an all-star. Whether or not he'll get that nod, I don't really give a damn other than to say he deserves it.
Yeah, and in that third quarter, it was a crucial moment when we were getting our asses handed to us. Coach pulls out Giddey for a minute there. Pulls out Baisley, replaces Baisley with JRE, replaces Giddey with Trey Mann, and you saw, Aaron Wiggins, and you saw this different vibe happening with the guys there. Here's the thing, man, is you see a lot of coaches, they ride and die by certain lineups, but Coach D, he's willing to consistently change it, consistently move guys around, and are willing to try different scenarios, even though it doesn't benefit us on paper, but it could benefit us in that this scenario. So today was a really great game to watch. Coaching strategy go definitely in depth there. So Josh Giddey, 32 minutes tonight, 10 points. He had one steal, 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 of which were offensive, 2 for 4 in 3-point shots, and 4 for 10 on field goals. His 2 for 4, I felt like he did a phenomenal job getting to the wing and then fading up or fading down depending on where Shea was driving and getting open on those 2 3-pointers, recognizing what Shea was going to be doing. It's just great to watch these guys starting to figure out what the other one likes to do, where they like to pass the ball, because when Shea and Josh play hand in hand, these two guys are going to be so much fun watching play for the next decade.
Lu Dort put up 18 points, 7 of 14 shooting, 2 of 5 from downtown, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and 6 fouls. He fouled out with a minute and a half to go. He was playing great. He had just taken a steal coast to coast and dunked it and really put us in a spot where we were down 4, you know, continuing to fight our way into the game. At that point, we were down 6 when he went and got that steal. So we were teetering, and, you know, he did that, then fouled out. We missed him, but we were able to make a couple more plays to keep us in that game and give us a chance to win it. And that's all you can ask for in a game like this, and that's what we did. We were able to get a chance to win it, and Dort was a big part of that. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to play the final minute and a half, but, you know, what he did out there, you know, it was amazing.
JRE had a phenomenal game on the defensive aspect, and his offensive game definitely showed some great upside there. 9 points, 1 steal, 2 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 for 5 on 3 points, and 4 for 10 on field goals. I felt like, again, we're sitting in a position looking at one of our rookies really just play unbelievable. He was paired up against Porzingis most of the night when he was out there. I just felt like that was a great job by him. I know that there's definitely improvement there for him, but obviously he's a rookie, and we're leaning on him very heavily right now, so there's a lot of leeway for him.
Today, Aaron Wiggins led all the bench players with 8 points and also led all the bench players with 31 and a half minutes. That's a lot of minutes for him, and he did really well. 2 of 5 shooting, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 2 of 4 from deep, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals. Man, when things are going bad, like when the play has broken down, you love having Aaron Wiggins out there. He finds a way to make the right play at the right time, you know, especially when things aren't going right. I thought he played really good, and he continues to impress every chance he gets.
Ty Jerome had a great evening tonight. He was really just very active on the offensive place, just moving around everywhere. At the very end of the game, he rolled off a screen. He was in front of his guy. He didn't have position on him. Josh Giddey could have gone to him and it would have been an easier pass, and Josh Giddey could have stepped in and maybe hit a shot from there. Instead, like Mark said, he decided to go cross court to Mike, which was right in his breadbasket. So it should have been caught and thrown up. But, you know, obviously there was a guy on Mike, and that was a difficult play. But Ty had a great night tonight, 18 minutes, 2 for 6 on three-pointers, and 2 for 7 on field goals for a total of 6 points, 2 assists, and again, just everywhere on the offensive glass, everywhere. He didn't get any rebounds, but he was so active, he caused issues everywhere else. So it was great to see.
Trey Mann, 1 of 3 from the field. He ended up with 6 points. He was 4 of 6 from the free throw line. 1 rebound, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Great job from him. Some clutch free throws and, you know, just being in the right spot at the right time, including a big-time steal on Luka, and then going coast-to-coast and knocking down a couple of free throws after that. So it was great to see him out there getting some crunch time minutes.
Mike Muscala was out there for 17 minutes. Big minutes out there for him. 7 points, 1 assist, 5 rebounds, and 1 for 3 or 1 for 4 on three-pointers, which, again, this is something that we need to see him do, is take a large amount of three-pointers. But he did a good job tonight in the mid-range as well. Again, something that's always good to see. Mike is one of those guys that we rely on to hit a couple threes a game. And tonight he did not hit a couple, but you know what? He was active enough on the offensive boards and everything else like that, that, you know, he consistently shows that he deserves to get that 15 to 17 minutes. And I like what Coach D does with it, is he waits until that fourth quarter, and that last 7-8 minutes in that fourth quarter is where he gets the bulk of that those minutes. And I you know what? I like it. I like the fact that we rely on Mike during crunch time.
Today, Diakite got 6 minutes. He ended up scoring 2 points, 1 of 1 from the field. It was a putback dunk, and you know, like to see him out there getting some offensive rebounds. He also got a defensive rebound and a steal. He did a good job patrolling the paint, and I felt like he was out there for a lot more than 6 minutes, because to me, he made a pretty big impact, even though, you know, it's mostly just by, you know, being an active defender. But that's important to us. It was a really good game for us, I mean, midway through the third quarter, we felt like it was, you know, it could go either way. It felt like it was going to be a pretty shitty game, honestly. But we put on that comeback, and then we really put ourselves in a position to have a shot to win it. We didn't get that shot off, but there were a number of things that happened toward the end of the game for us to close it. You know, a minute and a half, it was 4 points. We were able to cut it to three, and then Wiggins missed a couple of free throws that really could have closed it even closer there. But with 20 seconds left, Hardaway missed one of his two free throws. The score was 97-100, and we had a chance to, you know, get a bucket. Our play didn't work, but then we ran a really fast. After they missed the free throw, we ran up really quick, and Ty Jerome knocked down a three. It was a really tough shot. SGA got on the ball. I love that we didn't use our timeout there. We cut the lead to 2 points with 3.5 seconds left. So we had our chance. We hit called timeout after they missed both free throws, 2.6 seconds left, and it just didn't happen. We had another, you know, fumbled situation, but you know, you fight really hard to put yourself in a position like this. You got to take that final step and actually, you know, complete the play and get the win. But without these, you know, stepping stools, without this process of learning how to get there, it doesn't matter. You know, it won't work. So we're taking the time to do it the right way. We're figuring it out. We're not taking shortcuts. And sometimes it's just going to go like this, but the process is worth it. And we're learning through it.
Yeah. And again, this team played well enough to win the game. This Dallas team, since December, has been the best defensive team as far as defensive rating in the NBA. So this was a big game for this team, for confidence booster. We still don't have Kenny Hustle. He's a huge part of this team. When he comes back, I feel like we're a 10-point better team instantaneously. Also, you know, looking at what we did here, 15 fast break points. Dallas had 10, so that's not what we need. We need Dallas to be in the lower single digits, so we'll get there. Our bench points had 29, so the streak is continuing. Dallas had 32. We had 13 turnovers. Dallas had 11. Points off of turnovers, though, we had 16 points off of turnovers, whereas Dallas only had 8. One thing I want to throw in here, Dallas had 13 team rebounds tonight. We had 7 air balls. That's not something that's good to see. It's obviously something that these guys are going to get better at. But man, that was rough. So that's going to be something that's going to be turned around. This team is ready to go. Also, there was a couple of shots that I say were air balls, but there were passes that were at the rim that were completely out of there. So there was just too many times that we've seen this team that have done better. And that's why Mark and I are starting to get a little bit more rough with them, is because I feel like this is the turning point in the season where things are going to start coming along. We're going to start seeing this team start clicking. And when they start doing that, the expectations are going to come up. So definitely thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate each and every one of you guys.
Yeah, we do. And we're looking forward to the next game against San Antonio on Wednesday. We're going to be back tomorrow to talk a little bit more about this Mavs game and look forward to that game. And we'll see you then. And thanks for joining us. And as always, this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.